Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, your host, Rob the Enos, the Pope of the Antelope Valley. Or at least that's what a friend used to call me years ago, so I'm just going to hold on to that. I am the Pope of the Antelope Valley. The Antelope Valley is the region that I live in, comprising of Lancaster, Palmdale, and the surrounding areas such as Palmdale and Little Rock, and so on and so forth. Anyway, so you are listening to the Pope of the Antelope Valley. I want to talk to you about something today, actually probably a number of things, because there's a lot of things that just get under my skin. And right now, this so-called Pride Month, you know, so interesting. June, many have just, you know, tried to hijack June and say it's Pride Month where we celebrate, we're forced to celebrate in one manner or another, homosexuality, LGBT mindsets, attitudes, lifestyle, and it is even peering into and pushing into pedophilia. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, anyways, there must be a James out there listening. Anyways, ladies and a gentleman, where they're trying to normalize child molestation, pedophilia, you know, and what do they call it? Minor attraction. Minor attraction. That if you are minor, you know, attracted to minors, that's just another expression of your sexuality. It's okay, and we're going to celebrate it in June. My gosh, people. Add another color to that flag for freaks that want to mess around with little children. I think if they're going to add, listen to me. They're going to add some type of stripe of color to the already existing LGBT. They should just, you know, adopt or take the red stripe, because red is the color of blood. And if anybody ever tries to touch my grandchildren, that's what they're going to see, is that same color red, and it's going to be splashing all over their flag, because I won't put up with that nonsense. Anyways, and that's what it is, just nonsense. So here's what I've been doing to kind of, I'm not going to say combat. I so appreciate what's happening in our country right now, because there's a huge turnover. People are finally getting to that place where they're just sick and tired. And when President Trump took office and he started like, oh, no, we're not going to recognize a Pride Month. We're getting that out of our military. We're getting that out of our White House. We're getting that out of the classroom. A lot of us cheered because we've been waiting for that. You know, we argue, we complain, we fuss, we get hauled to jail. So now we finally have somebody who's going to champion the cause at the highest level in our country, and that really empowers the rest of us to really get the job done at our level. Thank you, President Trump. And those of you who don't like him, that's your problem. You know, he's doing a great job. But anyways, that's for another time. So what I've been doing leading up maybe 2 weeks before June, I wish I started this last year, but it just really hit me just about a month or a couple weeks before June came around, was to say, no, I'm not going to push that. I never did anyways. I never participated. As a matter of fact, businesses and such to have that flag flying or anything like that, I just go somewhere else. I exercise my constitutional privilege and turn from those businesses, and I go to another business. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I know I keep getting off of my main subject because I say something and it triggers something in my mind. For many years, Target, you know, the supermarket, the Target was celebration. You know, they would champion LGBTism and with their clothing lines and this and that. And I'm not a huge fan of Target at all. Never have been. Just wasn't my place, you know. I'd rather go to Walmart. Those are my people. But Target has recently, they've ditched the whole DEI nonsense. And for in a big, huge way, they've ditched the LGBT Pride nonsense as well. And from what I understand, what I've seen is that they're pushing this American, you know, Americana kind of line of clothing for men, women, and children. So I never thought I'd ever say this, ladies and gentlemen, to myself or to anybody else, but here it goes. I think we need to go support Target. And when we're there, go buy something. I don't care if it's a tube of toothpaste. Buy something, get in line, and when you're in line, if you happen to see like a manager or a floor attendant, tell as many people that are employed there that have the little Target badge or that big Target on their back, which I wouldn't want in this present culture. But nonetheless, anybody having that Target badge on them or a sign that they work there, tell them, thank you for dropping the DEI nonsense and for dropping the LGBT nonsense. Now, that may not be their personal call, but the more people that do, can you imagine if they heard that every employee that was out on the floor, whether a cashier or behind a counter or a stocker, whoever it is, and we tell as many people, if they heard that say 100 times every day in every Target, it would start to make a powerful impact, because what's going to be talked about around the water cooler, what's going to be talked about in those back room training sessions, what's going to be talked about in the boardrooms, people keep saying thank you for dropping DEI and dropping LGBT. And thank you for pushing the Americana, the American, symbols and symbolism and on their clothing and for the children and such. They'll get the hint that all, and I say this, true Americans don't want that nonsense being pushed, especially on our children. So, when we do that with businesses, we stay away from the businesses that push that nonsense and promote and lift up those businesses. And you might be thinking, it's only a business thing. All it is about money. They dropped it because they knew they were going to lose money. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe their hearts didn't change. Maybe the people in upper management or in the CEO and his board or her board, I don't know who it runs it, maybe they're all for the LGBT thing, but they're for money more. Let's show them where they can make money by catering to you and I, the true Americans. Because when they cater to us, the true Americans, that's where we will spend our money. They cater to the emotionally challenged, mentally challenged among us and push a perversion, then we're not going to give them our money. They're out money. So let's support those and thank those who are, who are on our side. And again, their heart of hearts may be, they may be angry. I can't believe there's American flags everywhere. There should be pride flags. Hey, but there's American flags, so let's celebrate that. You know, as a matter of fact, there's, I believe it's Missoula, Montana, of all places. I believe it's Missoula. Please look it up, ladies and gentlemen, where the city council voted to ditch the city flag and exchange it with the gay flag or the LGBT flag. And now the LGBT flag is going to be flying instead of the city flag over all city buildings and such. I find that so disgusting. Everybody, please call. Don't write, call. Light up that switchboard. I know nobody has switchboards anymore, but you get my point. Light up that switchboard with all these calls into Missoula, Montana, city council chambers, and say, knock it off. Get your head out of your rainbow Google and get that city flag. That's what belongs there. That's what, because that city flag is a representation of the people that live in those city limits, the city borders. And there should be no other flag flying there, And here's the truth, ladies. Don't think, I would think about this. What flag would you say... beyond our governmental flags, what flags would you say you are, quote unquote, under? For me, being a Christian, it would be the Christian flag. But also, not that I've ever been to war, but because I really appreciate our military and our men in blue, if there's a flag, which there is, that represents our police officers and first responders, put that flag up there because they've earned it. Our military, all of our soldiers, our veterans, they've earned it. Put those flags up there. Christians, this is at least once, and still in our founding, a Christian nation. Put that Christian flag up there. I mean, what did the LGBT community do that warrants all this so-called pride and them getting a flag flying over government buildings and such? Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And if there happened to be some, like, say, war hero who happened to be gay, he was not a war hero because he was gay. He was a war hero because of his actions. Let's praise him or her for their actions that made them a hero, but not who or excuse me, what they're doing in their bedroom. That's ridiculous. You know, so literally, ladies and gentlemen, you know, here's why I get frustrated with that LGBT nonsense pride, because they want everybody to celebrate them for something that many find gross and a perversion, as I do. But more than that, there's nothing that warrants a celebration, a parade, and especially an entire month of recognition. Not at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, when is straight pride? When is straight pride month? When do we get our month? I mean, come on, let's face it. If it weren't for straight people, even those LGBT people wouldn't be there. Hello? So we did something, not always great, but we did something. Well, when I say we, not me, my kids are normal. But it was straight people that brought them into the world. Their straight mom and dad didn't get a month, but they expect a month just for being here. It is really a mental, I almost said mentally challenged, mental illness, all of these things. It's ridiculous. They did not do anything to deserve even a parade, let alone a month worth of recognition and celebration, especially from the rest of us. And here's the thing. You're gay and you're proud of being gay. Whatever. Go have a party. Leave the rest of us out of it. You know, so I was just sitting here and kind of thinking, what would the straight pride flag look like? Well, honestly, here's what I would say. Here's what I would do. Pure white. Just pure white. Not one like retreat or we're giving up or anything like that, but one that represents what heterosexuality is in that regard. It's pure. It's how we were created. That's how God created us. That's what God ordained, you know? And so I guess it would be something like a surrender flag. I'm surrendering my will, my drive, my lusts, my perversion over to God, and I want to be pure, pure white. So yeah, I guess it could be a surrender flag, but understanding I'm surrendering, me personally, I'm just telling you this, you can have a whatever color flag you want for your straight pride month. I mean, you know, whatever. But I want to stand before God pure. I want to stand before God pure. And I'm surrendering everything. And I'm going to say, Lord, what is your will? Oh, you want me to not just be, but act like, walk like, talk like, think like a heterosexual. Me as a man, be with one woman for the rest of our life till death do us part. Raise up children that will do the same. Okay, I surrender. I'll give you that. Anyways, that's just me, ladies and gentlemen. I have so many rants going on inside of my head. If it ever sounds like I'm a little dyslexic, I guess maybe in a way I am, is because my brain works faster than my mouth. I'll have 1,000 different thoughts in my head before I can get one phrase or one sentence out. So forgive me for that, but please understand, I don't mean to be, you know, like that, you know. I just, anyways, I want to read this article to you. It's not a real big article, but it's when I say good reading, it's informative reading, and it's good reading in the sense of me looking and seeing what's really going on out there, but it's also a sickening reading, and you'll see what I mean. It's from the Daily Wire. It was point, is today the 4th? Let me look at my calendar. Wow, June 4th. I knew it was June, but anyway, it was already the 4th. So this was published today, June 4th, 2025. And it was, again, from Daily Wire. And the title of this is, Have You Considered Changing? Question mark. Florida teens asked to consider becoming gay in class assignment. Now, this is from Florida. Now, I want you to think about this. Florida, which is a red state. Ron DeSantis. I like that guy. I really like that guy. And this came out of Florida. So this tells you. This should tell you something about that, not just that agenda, but the Democrats, the liberals, the extreme left, and especially the LGBT arm of the Democrat Party. They're even trying to get into or back into places such as Florida to try to blow them up. Not blow them up, blew them up. It's a red state. You know, they're trying that more and more and more and more. And I mean, look at Colorado. Colorado, it's a beautiful state as far as the mountains, the Rockies, the lakes, the streams, the high plains, and beautiful in that blue skies. And all the blue people, the blue people, those sad people, they're blue, they're sad. But anyways, those Democrats, those liberals have overtaken much of Colorado. Now it's very blue, and it's becoming, it's becoming a cesspool. Colorado is becoming a cesspool, the way Oregon has, the way Washington has, and the way California has for a long time. Cesspools of liberal garbage and nonsense. So anyways, this story comes out of Florida, and it's written by Leaf. I'm going to butcher this name. I'm so terrible with names. Leif LeMahieu. Yeah. Let me just spell it for you so you can figure it out. L-E-I-F, first name. L-E-M-A-H-I-E-U. To me, it looks like Leif LeMahieu. Anyways, and that was published today. The little subtitle says, is it possible that being straight is just a phase you grow out of? And it's in quotation marks. So we're going to find out who said that in this article. This article goes, says, Florida high school students were drilled for being straight. Can you imagine? Sending your kids to school to learn reading, writing, arithmetic, to help prepare them for the world that they're about to be launched off into, to become productive citizens of, productive citizens. I was ready to say something really profound and I just got stuck. That's it, productive citizens. Anyways, and then they're in a class. And they're asked this question, or this question comes up. If I remember correctly, it's on a test. But again, it's in the body of the article. We'll see it. Florida high school students were drilled for being straight, asked to consider being gay, and told that straight people are to blame for overpopulation, according to course materials obtained by Daily Wire. Could you even imagine sending your 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old into a high school to prepare them for life beyond high school? And then this nonsense comes up. They're asked this. And they say, well, I need to know the context. Was this a straight guy that's pushing being straight? I'm all for it. He's just trying to make a point that I'm all for it. And I would be too. But the reality would have sexuality like this should be left out of the school. Teach my kids. Thank God my kids are not. We homeschooled our kids. Now they're all grown, and I've got grandkids. So I'll say like, teach my grandkids reading, writing, and arithmetic. Prepare them to be productive members of society. Teach them what they know to really make it. If they choose to go off to a college or a trade school, teach them to be proficient in those places. But teach them to be able to take the world by storm and make something of themselves. And when I say that, not switching, changing, or questioning their sexuality, that's none of your business. school administrators, teachers, counselors. And I want you to think about children. These are minors. So an adult discusses sexual issues with minors, that by virtue makes them pedophiles. No, they're trained. Some of these teachers are trained in math, and they're trying to teach sex. Some of these teachers are trained in English, but they're trying to teach sex. And it's not even teach. They're trying to groom them to become like them. Off kilter. Anyways, let me get back onto this. During a course for high school children at Miami-Dade County, students were assigned to complete a sexually focused questionnaire that asked a series of bizarre questions such as, what do you think caused your heterosexuality? What caused it? Well, it's called having normal brain function. It's called being emotionally and mentally stable. That's what caused me to be normal and stable. Anyways, let me go on. I'm already getting off. Students from, where am I? Oh, what do you think caused your heterosexuality? Is it possible that being straight is just a phase you may grow out of? And considering the menace of hunger and overpopulation, could the human race survive if everyone were straight like yourself? This, I have so many words and things racing through my brain, but number one, I'm a man of God. I'm a Christian. I don't use that kind of language. Secondly, I'm doing this podcast that's going to go out on the air, and people, sometimes children, are going to listen to it. So I'm being very careful about what I say or even how I say it. But this is some of the most disgusting, perverted nonsense I have ever read about. I've seen some others that were maybe a little bit worse, but this, I want you to put yourself in this situation, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine yourself about 15, 16 years old. Already, just by virtue of your age and all of those hormones in your body taking place and shifting and moving around, there's confusion that comes just because of that. Now, you're pulled from your family 6 to 8 hours a day. You're thrust into a school sometimes filled with 1,000 or more kids your same age going through the same problems, having the same questions that you have, and virtually nobody to answer those questions that might even be too embarrassing for you as a 15 or 16-year-old to even ask. And then along comes some green-haired or purple-haired so-called professor or school teacher and puts this test down in front of you, and you're supposed to put that, you remember the little, you know, scantrons where you scribble in that little dot? You're supposed to scantron your answers there and fill in the little dot. You know, I don't know if this was multiple choice or you have to write an essay, but you read the questions like, what do you think caused your heterosexuality? Is it possible that being straight is just a phase? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. When I read just this little bit, it sounded to me like some perverted pedophile looking for another victim, putting this thing out, acting like he's a brilliant scholar or teacher or something, but all designed to find his or her next victims for sexual perversion. Because if little JoJo sits there, he's 15, 16 years old, he feels like, I don't know what caused my heterosexuality, but sometimes I feel like I'm attracted to a guy or, you know, another guy. Ooh, you know, well, do you think this is just a phase you're going through? Being heterosexual is just a phase? Well, it just might be. Maybe I'm just heterosexual because that's what my mom and dad think about me. Maybe I really am a homosexual. Maybe I really do like the same sex. I don't know. And this fruitcake teacher walks over there afterwards, after he tallies up all the scores and realizes that little JoJo is struggling. He might think that maybe, just somehow he's not really attracted to girls, but he's attracted to boys. And this pervert could come in and start making his moves on little JoJo. And if you don't think that that is really what's behind all of this, then I hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, but you're ignorant and extremely naive. This happens. This is how they groom these children. This is why we constantly are hearing some coach was just arrested for molesting, and it could be the same sex or the other sex. It doesn't matter. We hear this all the time. And then you get in and find out why. He groomed these three kids for 6 months before he made his move. You know, and you hear this all the time. You hear this in juvenile detention centers, how one of the guards will befriend some of the inmates there and win their trust. And the next thing you know, they're getting arrested or being found out for sexual molestation. And it's no different even in the church world, which I am so sad to say. Here's our bastion of hope, the place where kids and adults should be able to run and find security, strength, refuge from this kind of nonsense. And we have pastors, youth pastors, that do the exact same thing. So this is nothing, ladies and gentlemen, more than a grooming and a, not just a grooming, but a kind of a spying out. They're going to spy out the land to see who the next potential. And we let them in our, when I say we, not you and me personally, but they, let them in our kids' classrooms with this perversion and this nonsense. I mean, it's disgusting to me, asking these kids these questions. Anyways, this goes on to say, parents were shocked, yeah, to learn that a professor made their children answer questions like this as part of a Miami-Dade College course being offered to high schoolers. The course called, now listen to this, this comes out of this course. The course is called Preparing for Student Success. It was designed for students to develop academic goals and come up with strategies to succeed in college and offered in Miami-Dade County, in an area that has turned red in recent years. So you see how they're infiltrating? They're trying to infiltrate this area that has turned red. Why? To turn it back blue. And this professor from the local college is the one who brought this about into this high school campus. Why? Because he can now identify, or she can identify, those who come to the college that are struggling, and he can make his move. He can make his move. It's sick, ladies and gentlemen. It's sick. It's not normal, this article goes on to say. It's not normal. I mean, imagine if a person, anyone, goes close to your son, asks him these questions. I'd call the police, a concerned mother whose son was enrolled in the class told the Daily Wire. It's perversion. Why are you talking about their sexuality to 15-year-old boys or girls? It's absolutely sick. It's sick. Well, that's a quote from one of the mothers. Other questions posed to the children included, to whom have you disclosed your straight tendencies? And why do you insist on showing off your heterosexuality? The questionnaire ended by asking students what their reaction to it was and about the assumptions you hold about what others are like. It has the nerve to say, why do you, asking this question to these high school kids, why do you insist on showing off your heterosexuality? But the LGBT community demands an entire month. They demand flags flying all over the place, including our schools and classrooms. They demand that we watch them on TV. They demand that we bring our children to Storybook Hour read by some drag queen. And they demand all of these things. And if they don't get it, we get in trouble. So the question I would have for any purple-haired LGBTer is, why do you insist on showing off your, I don't know what is that, LGBTism, your homosexuality, your mental illness? Why do you insist on showing the world that you have mental issues? Why? And ladies and gentlemen, we need to start asking these questions. We need to be loud. We need to be louder than them. We need to start putting this nation back on track, not waiting for Trump to do it, not even, and I wish the church would rise up. Did you hear me, pastors and Christians? I wish the church would rise up. Oh, well, my pastor just talked about this the other day. Okay, what has he done about it? You know, out here in this area, there's this pastor, and he's pretty well known out here. But for the most part, and I'm sad to say this, I do not rejoice in this at all. This actually sickens me. Even me thinking about this, I got a little grumbly in my tumbly because of this. But really, about the only people, for the most part, that respect this pastor are the people in his church. Because he has a great talk. He talks it up. He really talks about being patriotic, about voting, about the nonsense of the LGBT. So, you know, I kind of applaud him for at least talking about it, because that's a huge step forward. You know, most pastors won't even talk about it. We don't talk about abortion here. We don't talk about LGBT here. We don't talk about anything political. We don't, you know, it's like, no, you guys are cowards. So I'll at least give him this. But the problem is that even in his sermons and even some of his writings, I'm not going to tell you his name, but even some of his writings, he talks this big talk about all these things that he does outside of the church, like rallies and this and that. He doesn't do any of that. He hasn't done that. I think he went to, that I know of, one rally about 4 years ago or 5 years ago. Just one. He was there for about 15 minutes, shook some hands, said hello, and then got in his car and left. And often when he writes or he speaks or something, he speaks about, like, oh, you know, when I was at this rally, it's the same rally he's talking about. He just talks about different aspects of the rally, and it makes it sound like he's been at like a dozen rallies or a dozen areas, or like he's really leading the charge. And it's, no, he's just and I say this because this is what people in the community call him. He's just a talking head. He's just a talking head. As a matter of fact, one of the, I'll say it this way, gentlemen, that now goes to his church, had said that for years. He's just a talking head. I have no respect for him. He's just a talking head. Now he's going to his church. And what happened with this gentleman? Oh, this dude got way off. This guy's weird. Anyways, doesn't matter. So when I say I want the church to rise up and do something, yes, we need to talk about it from our pulpit. That's important. And this guy's doing a good job in that sense. We need to write about it. We don't need to be so shy about it on social media. We need to put videos out on what do we got? We got Rumble. We got YouTube. You can put videos on other social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram and things of that nature. We need to keep getting the word out. We need to be diligent in that. Do you know how long it takes to sit in front of your phone, you know, and do like just a little live recording for Facebook? Say, let's say you want to do like a 60-second just boom, you know, here it is, so-called Pride Month, but let's shift it to Family Pride Month or Military Pride Month or whatever. We could say something like that, 60 seconds or less. Do you know how long it takes? Yeah, 60 seconds or less. Pretty much it just takes a few seconds to set it up and a few seconds to push the right buttons to post it. But while you're saying it, you're live. And the majority of pastors won't even take 5 minutes out of their day or out of their week to do such a thing. And I find that very, very, very sad. We're not getting our message out to the masses. We might speak in our pulpit, but who's really there? Just our people in our church. Who's really there listening? The people that should be, should be already in alignment with us. We need to get others in alignment with us. Talk about the value of why we're against this. Why we're for pushing the, if you will, the heterosexual agenda. Or our military's agenda. Our veterans' agenda. You know, and start talking about the value of family, true family. The, as we used to call it, the nuclear family. Talk about the value of having a father in the home, staying with the mother, mother staying with the father, the two of them raising up children. That it doesn't take a village full of village idiots, but it takes a family to raise these children correctly. And when we can start doing that, we'll expand our message you know, over and over and over and over and over and over again, and people will start getting it. Why did you think the homosexual LGBT community took so much so fast? Because they were relentless on pushing their agenda. It was everywhere. They made sure it was everywhere. Oh, but Christian pastors don't want to talk about these things. Oh, you know, it might offend somebody. Yeah, you might offend somebody. You might offend them right into the kingdom of God. You might, you know, you might just offend them right into the kingdom of God. Anyways, let me see where did I leave off on this? This article goes on to say, the questions come from a textbook, Power Strategies for Success in College and Life, by Robert Feldman, a senior research associate at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. The textbook was printed by McGraw-Hill, one of the largest academic publishers in the United States, whose products are used in 13... Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. So where this nonsense came from was from this McGraw-Hill publisher, and their books and their textbooks and such are used in 13,000 K through 12 school districts across the country. And it didn't say even classrooms, it says in school. 13,000 school districts. That's what this says. I hope that wasn't a misprint or a typo or something. 13,000 school districts. So that means that the 13,000 school districts have more than one classroom in them. So this kind of nonsense is being pushed on our children nationwide. Not just coming out of Miami-Dade, it's pushed on our children nationwide. Because if they're willing to put this in that one textbook, what else are in these textbooks? And who allows this mess? It says Miami-Dade College is committed to maintaining a safe, respectful, and academically sound learning environment for all students, the college told Daily Wire. In response to concerns raised about a classroom assignment, we have concluded a thorough review of the assignment, and it will no longer be used. We expect all those who teach to uphold these standards and will ensure any necessary adjustments are made. The other questions on the assignment were as follows. When and how did you decide you were straight? Is it possible that your heterosexuality stems from a neurotic fear of others of the same sex? There seems to be many unhappy homosexuals. I'm sorry, heterosexuals. I actually said it right the first time. There are a lot of unhappy homosexuals. That's why the suicide rate is so high among them, because they're not really happy. They embrace that name gay, that title gay. They stole it from the rest of us, which means happy. And they haven't been able to live up to it yet. But what's in their textbooks and such, there seems to be many unhappy heterosexuals. Techniques have been developed that may enable you to change your sexual orientation. Have you considered changing? And why do straights place so much emphasis on sex? Now that one burned me. It all makes me really mad, but that one burned me. Why do heterosexuals put so much emphasis on sex? Now, I'm assuming what it's referencing there is, you know, sex, you know, of like male or female, not the act of sex. But here's the problem with that. We don't. You don't see, when was the last time there was a straight pride parade? Okay, straight pride parade with men, and because they're straight, men with women, parading around in their night suits and night costumes and night pajamas, you know, and performing fake, maybe not always fake, but sex acts in front of little children. Never? Never? When did straight pride people ever demand an entire month to celebrate their straightness? When did you ever see a straight pride flag flying in any? Well, I guess it's the American flag. So let me take that back. Yeah, I guess it's the American flag. But it flies over all of us. So when did our straight white pride, straight pride flag ever fly over any government building or in any classroom or be demanded that it be flying, demand that you take us serious. Never? Yeah. So who is the group that's putting so much emphasis on sex? It's the LGBT. It's what they're all about. They can't point to anything that they've really truly accomplished in this world that makes the rest of us go, wow, great job. But they were trying to force us to recognize their perverted sex as something to be celebrated, and I refuse. And then they say, oh, you're just so hateful. No, I don't hate people. I'm actually disgusted with them, but I don't hate them. But whatever. Try to tell them that, and they don't believe you anyways. According to the textbook, it goes on to say, the questionnaire was adopted from the work of Martin Rockland, a gay rights activist and founder, a founding member of the Gay and Lesbian Center of Los Angeles, who developed the heterosexual questionnaire in 1972. So today, we're in the year 2025. I'm assuming that this classroom and this test and all that was given to those high schoolers somewhat recently, since it's being put out in June of 2025. So they've adopted something that some homosexual dude, some pervert, came up with in 1972. And they're still floating that out there from 1972. I read that, I was like, that doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense. Anyways, the concerned mother, whose son was forced to take the quiz, told the Daily Wire that the questionnaire was included in the textbook as means of indoctrination, which I agree. She noted that dual enrollment classes are typically recommended for students looking to receive Florida's Bright Futures Scholarship, a lottery-funded scholarship for top-performing high school academic achievers. She said that teachers should avoid discussing issues of sexuality altogether, which I totally agree. That should not be in there. We don't send our kids to learn about sexuality. We send our kids to learn reading, writing, arithmetic, prepare them for the real world. She goes on to say, you don't talk about these things, especially with kids. You are a math teacher. Teach math. She said these types of courses shouldn't exist. She also voiced concern about other questionnaire featured in the textbook on his chapter on diversity. One activity encourages students to determine the diversity of their campus by getting statistics on how many racial minorities attend their school, while another encourages them to check your stereotype quotient. That includes questions like, if you found out that the star professional football player is gay, would you be surprised? I'm going to answer that one. When I find out that some really great athlete, football player, baseball player, basketball player of that nature is homosexual, I'm not going to lie, it does surprise me. Not going to lie. But I'm not looking, I don't really watch sports that much, but when I do, I don't look at the field trying to wonder which one is straight and which one's gay. That doesn't come to my mind. The only way you find out who's straight or who's gay is by their admonition. It's kind of like the vegan. You know, a little kid asks his mom, Mom, how do you know somebody's a vegan? Trust me, son, they'll tell you within 5 minutes of meeting them. You know, and it's kind of like that. So what are the LGBT and the homosexuals doing? They want everybody to know. They parade it. They parade it around like crazy. I mean, like... And I only say this because it just came out and you can find this. It's not like I'm trying to make up or gossip or anything like that, throw anybody under the bus. But you're seeing all these Hollywood leftists come out. And isn't it weird how all of their kids are suddenly transgender? You have Magic Johnson, basketball legend. His son, who's tall and big like he was or is, dresses like a girl and is... this so-called transgender. It's the weirdest thing. I saw this picture of him, and then there was comments next to the picture on social media. And people were like, what's going on? This looks like something out of a horror movie. You know, and people weren't really I wouldn't, you know what? They were just telling the truth. Nice or not, they were telling the truth. And the question I have to ask, whether it be Hollywood or these these sports stars and everything, especially raising up these so-called transgender kids, why are you all such failures as parents? I mean, honestly, why are you all such failures as parents? You know, so if somebody comes out, like the star quarterback, and he's doing a press conference later, and he says, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm gay. Yeah, it's going to shock some people. But nobody's watching him. Nobody's supporting him or cheering him on because he's gay. They're cheering him on because he's doing a great job on the field. And these homosexual people, these LGBT people, they don't get that. We celebrate, we, normal, healthy people, celebrate accomplishment, not who they're going to bed with. You know, and I can go through like we talked to my son last night. He lives out of the country. We spoke to him last night. And when he comes on the phone, actually, it's like a video call, a video chat. He's singing a song from Queen, Freddie Mercury, you know. And I chuckled and I said, what song? Because I didn't recognize the song. What song are you singing? Oh, that's, you know, Freddie Mercury, you know. And he goes back to singing. I go, and I laughed. I made poke a little fun at him, you know. And he even says, it doesn't matter if he was gay or not, he was very talented. He was great. He was a great entertainer, a great singer, songwriter, and such. I'm not celebrating or singing his song because he was gay. I'm singing it because he was a brilliant guy. And I, you know, and him, that's true. That is true. I remember many, 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 many years ago when Rush Limbaugh was still alive, and even way back, he was getting married to, I believe when he got married to his wife named Marta, the lovely and gracious Marta, as he would go on. And at the time, he and Elton John were somewhat friends. And so Elton John came to his wedding and actually, I believe he played. I don't know if he just attended or he played. I think he played, but it doesn't matter. That was so long ago and everything like that. And when he was telling people about this on the air, he got a lot of people like, hey, all this, how can you do that? He's so against us. We're not about, you know, the homosexual LGBT thing and all that. We're conservatives, blah, 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 blah. And he says, wait a minute. He goes, we're not friends because he's gay. We're not, you know, I don't listen to his music because he's gay. I listen to his music because he's excellent. And there's a great quality. That's what I appreciate. The rest, we can debate. The rest, we can talk about. The rest, sometimes we don't even talk about. It's about him as an entertainer, as a musician, and just being a nice guy. And I learned something from that, you know, and over the years, not that I agree with lifestyles at all, and I want the lifestyle to put down, and we should not celebrate it regardless of who it is. We should not celebrate LGBT nonsense because Elton John's a great musician. We should not celebrate LGBT nonsense because Freddie Mercury was a great musician. And I can go through it. We should not celebrate LGBT and that homosexuality because the quarterback turns out to be gay. That's not the point. We should celebrate their accomplishments. And being gay is not an accomplishment. It's not an accomplishment. You know, just like me being straight. Do you know why I don't celebrate being straight? Because it's not an accomplishment. I just am. And no, ladies and gentlemen, nobody's born gay. Nobody has a gay gene. You know, I mean, unless you go to buy some Levi's or something. But that's different. That's a different kind of gay gene. But anyways, nobody has gay genes. Nobody's born that way. It's choices brought on by, usually by bad things happening in people's lives, to which is heartbreaking to me. Somebody gets molested as a child and they tend to turn out as a homosexual. It's the strangest thing, but they're abused and they're hurt. So why should we celebrate the product in that regard? Not the person, okay? I'm not talking about the person. I'm talking about the lifestyle product that came out of sexual abuse, sexual molestation, or rape. You have to justify the means to get to the end, at least to some level, which many are trying to do. That's why there's this whole push for minor attracted people. They're trying to justify what makes many adults homosexual today. Anyways, there was a little bit more to this, and I say a little bit to this story, and I just want to leave it right there. You can read this. Again, this is from Daily Wire. Have you considered changing? Florida teen asks to consider becoming gay in class assignment. By Leif Lemahieu is the way I believe it's pronounced, but I'm probably butchering it. So ladies and gentlemen, again, why are we as a nation or as a people being asked or forced to celebrate something that most, the majority of Americans find repulsive? And if you don't actually find it, if most Americans, or I shouldn't say most, if some Americans don't actually find it repulsive, at least it's something like, nah, you know, what they do, and this is the way I heard it all my life growing up, what somebody does in their bedroom is their business. And so many, many people are still in that place. What they do in their bedroom is their business. Here's the problem with pushing this pride and having pride parades and pride flag, pride everything. It's no longer in their bedroom. It's all over the place. And if anybody's been on Facebook or even Instagram, something like that, especially Facebook, you could see that when they have some type of rally or some type of something gathering outdoors, you see some of the most perverted, the greatest perversions on display with even children walking around. When these drag queens, you know, just look it up a little bit. I wouldn't suggest these things, except we need to educate ourselves because some of this is so perverse, you know. But just do a little Google search and find where these drag queens are reading in our public libraries to children. See how they're dressed. See how they're dressed. See how they're acting. It's disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. And now what's coming out? We have these little 10-year-old boys who are dressing up like little girls and dancing around. I believe I even saw one dancing around. Like, I had to turn it off. This is perverted. It made me so angry. It was like, if it was within driving distance and it was happening now, I would drive down there, yank those kids out, take them to the police station and beat down every one of those drag queen fruitcakes that are causing our children to turn into perverts themselves at the tender age of 10 years old, ladies and gentlemen. 10 years old. Nobody should be seeing that. But at least adults have a choice. But a 10-year-old child, some adult parent had to take that child there and celebrate that. I just saw yesterday, I can't believe it, I think it was on I don't remember where I saw it, but I read it. It showed this picture of what I thought was a young man, but I knew it was a young girl because her breasts had been removed and there was still the fresh scarring where her breasts were, sitting topless in a wheelchair. And I don't know exactly what illness, sickness that she had, but she couldn't control her nerves and she couldn't even speak, at least in this little clip. And then the caption says, mother of teen girl takes this girl who can't even communicate to go get quote unquote transitioned. That's the kind of wickedness that I'm talking about. I don't blame the kids. I don't blame this young lady. My heart breaks for her. But that mom or dad or whoever took her down there and started getting her mutilated. But am I allowed to say this? Anyways, I'll just say it like this. Belongs behind bars for the rest of her life or his life or their lives. Whoever took her down there, whoever approved of that, whoever signed off on that. The doctor who did this, knowing that this woman, this young lady is uncommunicative, does not have control of her speech, very, very, very broken, doesn't have control of her muscles. So the doctor who performed this surgery, knowing this, belongs behind bars for the rest of his or her life. This is such a sick perversion. And ladies and gentlemen, see, it's justified. My anger is justified. And obviously, oh, you're just homophobic. No, I am pervertophobic. I am sick and tired and angry at the perversion. Again, we used to say what somebody does behind their, you know, in their own bedroom, that's their business, and we don't want to know about it. If it stayed there, that's where it would have stayed. That's as far as it would have went. But when you start pouring out of your bedroom, out of your closet, dressed like a pervert, and forcing my children, my grandchildren, to accept you as normal, ladies and gentlemen, I draw the line. As a matter of fact, I had a discussion just recently on social media with somebody, and oh Lord have mercy, these people, because I was just trying to, you know, instead of Pride Month for LGBT nonsense, let's have Pride Month for our military. June is Military Appreciation Month. Most all normal Americans, thumbs up, waving the flag. Yes, amen, let's do it. God bless you. I had a lot of that. But there was a few that come out and their arguments were so silly and stupid, so ignorant, that I had to ask them, what are you even saying? What do you mean? Because it was so convoluted and weird. It got down to, and I really don't want to spread around this imagery. I'm just telling you what this guy said. I told him, I said, I got sick of him. I said, go crawl under your rock. Go put on your dress, get your hair purple, go crawl under your rock. And he shoots back, oh, I'm going to be crawling around under your tent. And I'm like, what? I thought he was trying to say, like, he was going to be a snake underneath my tent and bite me. That's what I really thought. But I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, you want me on all fours crawling around inside your tent, don't you? Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the type of vitriol that comes out of this, the left, out of the LGBT crowd. There's no talking to them. You can't have a normal conversation with them because they're so, I mean, I hate to say it like this, but they're so mentally off that they can't even talk on a normal level. They can't even debate on a normal level. It always turns into something vile. It turns into something wicked, and it turns into something sick. Now, before anybody thinks, well, you told him to crawl under a rock, trust me. That was my wit's end. That was just when I'm done after those types of nonsense and those types of comments. And so I ended up just blocking the guy because, again, there was no common sense to him. There was no ability to just come down and say, you know, and talk normal. You know, and they lie. Oh, my gosh, there was another lady. She just came up with lie after lie after lie after lie. And I got tired of correcting all of her lies, which I could prove. I would just go on the internet, find the truth, post it for her, and then she would just come up with another lie. And it's just, I'm done with this. I'm just done because you guys have no sense, no common sense, no morality. You're perverts, the perverted mindset, no morality. And I don't play that game. I don't mess with that. You know, anyways. So June, let's celebrate. Listen, some people have said, no, we're going to celebrate the family, the nuclear family. Some have celebrated, we're going to celebrate, you know, straight pride. Some have said military. Listen, anything that makes this nation strong, let's celebrate it. Let's just get away from that which is destroying it and making it weak, the LGBT perversion. Let's get away from that. Let's get away from that and start celebrating our American heroes, our military. Let's start celebrating what really makes this strong, this nation strong, the family, the nuclear family. One dad who truly is a male, one mom who truly is a female, with kids being raised up to be great citizens in this nation. Let's celebrate the things that really make us strong. Let's celebrate the things that really make us who we are as a people, the greatness. You know, and I know I'm going to tick off a lot of the left with this. So let's celebrate the things that make this nation MAGA, Make America Great Again. God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us at Table Flippers. Table Flippers Podcast is a ministry of Greater Works Christian Church in Lancaster, California. You can find us on the web. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. Look for us at Greater Works Christian Church or Table Flippers. I hope to see you soon.